You're talking about specific, are you talking about the sale comps?
Yes, the ones you just showed us.
Okay, so on page seven, there is the Lowe's that transacted from Florissant in St. Louis County. With respect to lease comps, there is an active listing in Jackson County, Missouri. There are only so many of these properties that either lease or sell. We take a larger geographic view of these types of properties, given the frequency in which they actually do transact or lease. But also, the users of these types of properties are typically regional, typically like a Midwest operator. And then investors in these types of properties are either regional or national. So it does seem appropriate to expand search parameters, and there really isn't data to suggest Missouri is any different than, say, Kentucky or Ohio, or these other states. And then even specific locations can vary, and so that is why we do provide the demographic data.
And I think you said earlier that you weren't really basing your estimate of values for square foot on the sales data.
That's right.
The sales comp data.
Yes, we are basing our requested value on the income analysis value that was worked out on page two.
Okay. Abe, do you have anything else right at the moment? So I was going to let the assessor speak to her estimate of value.
I do not have anything else. Thank you.
Okay. Tell me if you can't hear her, but I'm going to go ahead and let the assessor speak. Go ahead.
All right. Again, your store has not really been reassessed since 2007. It was missing a component. You're in line price per square foot. You're less than Home Depot in our area. There was an article out a while back, I believe it was in maybe 2018 or 19, and it gave a list of the lowest performing stores for Lowe's by state. And I know for sure Illinois was one of them, but then they listed some other ones. And so I'm kind of questioning which ones you show as examples.
I don't think they're basing it on sales comp data. So.
Right. And so net sales for Lowe's we know increase 5.1% per year, but my point in coming into this is Taney County has seen a lot of growth, a whole lot of growth, and especially recently. And we feel that our value is in line with where the store should be with your property. We have you in line with Menards and with Home Depot as similar stores. And that's all I have to say.
And yours is basically on a square footage basis.
Ours is cost basis, yes.
Cost basis. But.
And valued the same way we did Menards and Home Depot. Those are the closest in type of store, right down to garden centers.
You have a question?
I do not have a question. I've just done some square footage compilations, and they are lower than what Home Depot was.
Okay.
For square foot.
Obviously, Abe, we're trying to make sure that we're not treating Lowe's any differently than we are treating the other kinds of stores that are similar. You've got an income approach here. Is there anything else by the assessor or by at this point?
Well, on the notes.
Go. So I guess to speak kind of to this idea of, well, there hasn't been a reassessment, you kind of have competing things at play, is that you have perhaps an area that is maybe growing and perhaps values generally are going up, but you also have a big box retail property that is dramatically aging over time. And so this is now a 20-year-old plus Lowe's property, and you know the useful life of these is only so long. But at the same time, typically you see the improvement value would be declining, whereas perhaps if, say, land values are redeveloped each year or every handful of years, you would sometimes see land values going up, which would be capturing the increase in kind of values generally, but then improvement value perhaps, if you're looking at it, say, from a cost approach, those would be declining. And so you do have those competing forces. I don't know if the board is being presented with any information other than this is the value that we have assigned and we think it's right. If there's other information maybe that I'm not seeing, whether that, and we looked at X, Y, Z to determine this assessed value or to establish it, I understand that there's kind of pointing to Menards. I did look at the Menards assessment. And also, I don't know if Menards challenged their assessment. I don't know if they even have somebody looking at their property. But I don't know that just because Menards is assessed at X means that Bose should be assessed at the same. And I don't know really the specifics about, say, Menards or other big box retail near this property. So those are just kind of some comments and response. And specifically, I'd be curious if there's any information that the assessor is providing supporting the value.
Understand. All right, let me let the assessor try to speak to that.
Okay, so like I said, we made sure that you were in line with Menards, or I'm sorry, not Menards, with Home Depot, because also the ages, your store was built in 2001, their store was built in 2006. They're at 90% physical condition, and your store is at 78%. So you've also been discounted by your physical condition on that, as you brought up that it was a little bit older than Home Depot. Plus, your building is larger. So.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No.
Abe, do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else. I understand that the information that's being provided is really just the preparation of the assessed value. Nothing really other than that is supporting the assessor's value. Is that correct?
It's my understanding that the cost approach that they have used on this property the same as they were looking at the others. And they're looking at it from a square. They're looking at it obviously differently. They're looking at it from a price per square foot area or replacement cost.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like with some amount of depreciation being applied.
Correct. I think they've got you at 78% of value, and they've got the Home Depot at 90%, and that's what they're using.
Got it. I guess in. How was this changed? What resulted in the biggest change? Was it a change in land values, or was it a change
from the last time in 2000?
Dramatic increase in value. Yeah.
No, I get that question. I think it was 15 years ago, so I'm not sure which. Do you have the stuff from 15 years ago that would? I mean, what went up significantly? That's what he's asking.
Well, your land value is the same, but your structure value has gone up significantly, again, because some components had not been added. And, you know, when we resketch it based on your square footage for what is there at this very moment, this is where it falls. And you've been under-assessed for several years.
Prior to... Go ahead.
Yeah. One final question is, I take it that, and I don't have documentation of this, but was notice provided to the taxpayer and was the physical inspection performed?
You were sent a notice on May 15th.
Okay. And then the physical inspection did actually occur?
Yeah. I mean, we were out there. When you say another inspection, you didn't call us to come back out after we had reassessed.
But when, I think he was asking, when was the physical
inspection? January 20th of 23.
January 20th of this year is when they say the physical inspection occurred.
Okay, yeah, that answers my question. I wanted to understand procedure was followed with respect to inspection and notice.
Sure, sure.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I have no other questions, but if there are any for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
I don't know that I have any right now. Do you have any?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have any experience in that commercial? Not really.
Just looking at the square footage overall, price per square foot, he, and compared to Menards, he's $30 cheaper per square foot, and compared to Home Depot, he's $12 less per square foot, which I think would account for the age obsolescence.
Okay. We have a motion.
I have a motion to deny value.
Okay. There's been a motion to deny a change in value. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Abe, we've denied a change in value. We think it's consistent. We don't think there's any discrimination. I understand that's not something that you've appealed, but we certainly look at that, especially since we have not had a valuation on this property since 2007, and apparently several factors were not considered at that time when the property was in. Of course, you know this, but our decision is you can appeal it de novo up to the State Tax Commission. You'll receive a notice or a letter to whatever address was on the appeal that was sent in, and you can appeal to the State Tax Commission on the value issue.
Okay. Do you know approximate timing where I should be kind of expecting or anticipating a decision in the mail?
When does the clerk's office send those out?
We're going to try and get them out tomorrow.
Okay. It would be literally probably tomorrow, so.
And I understand.
Right. I understand with an increase in your calculations that you guys may very well appeal that. But with respect to the decision today, we have it consistent with. I mean, we think it's consistent with what's being assessed around here. Yes.
I just want to make sure he knows his address is down as what we have it, because we did send an impact notice. So I want to make sure that if he looks for her notice, that it's going to the correct address is all I'm asking.
Okay. We are live on the internet. I don't know that it makes any difference, but do you either want to call the clerk's office with the correct address or to make sure the address is correct, or do you want to go ahead and just give it to him now?
So we did receive the hearing notice, if that's what's being pointed out. So I think you guys do have the correct address
okay.
on file. Otherwise I can one of us will contact the clerk and confirm
right. I think
maybe in a week or so.
If you don't receive it. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
You should receive it. Okay, thank you, Abe. I appreciate you calling. You being available.
Yeah, thank you all.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate your time.
We'll be doing Music City Center next. Mm-hmm. Music City Center.
All right, sir, who are you here for?
King's Cathedral.
I've got a whole bunch.
You got a whole bunch. From Appleby Healy, gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Are these nightly rental programs? Nightly rental properties?
They're short-term rentals. Yes.
Short-term rentals. Okay. Have you listened in? Or are you kind of familiar with what we've done, or do you want me to kind of give you?
Tell me what you did. I mean,
sure.
I'm not looking at the. I was mostly on discrimination and classification.
Right. Okay. What we did a couple of years ago, because we've obviously had a ton of these, okay, we made a decision that, and we actually modified it this year just slightly, but we made a decision that if you have one property in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, give you a break on the first one because, and basically we do 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay.
If there are any other properties that they own after that, then we consider it a commercial venture, and all of those are at 100% if they have other properties under common ownership. And we understand a lot of people put them in LLCs because of liability purposes,
right.
But if there's common ownership, then we classify those as 100% commercial. And our reasoning is kind of that if on the first one we're giving you a substantial break, so if you rent it any more than a quarter of a time, you're getting an advantage,
right.
And you have 39 weeks worth of residential use on the property, basically, for family or whatever. We had put that as non-resident.